Welcome to the Think Like a CFO podcast, where we dig into not only what it takes to start a business, but to keep your business thriving for years to come using my signature CFO money method framework. I'm your host, Melissa Houston, and I am a CPA and business financial coach. I have over 20 years of experience in business, and it is my passion to share my knowledge of business finance and personal finance with other women. You can also follow me with my column at Forbes.com or my column with Entrepreneur.com. Hello, and welcome to the Think Like a CFO podcast. So it's me and you today, my friend. And today I want to talk to you about the difference between bookkeeping or bookkeepers and accountants and tax accountants and the service that they offer. Because I get approached by a lot of people asking me what the difference is. And I believe the information out there is a little hazy, a little fuzzy, and people might feel a little weird about asking these questions. But rest assured, this is not a dumb question. It is a question I get asked a lot. And if I were in your shoes, I'd probably be confused myself. So we're going to start off talking about what a bookkeeper does for you, but very quickly, because I've done a whole episode on bookkeepers, you may want to catch that. It was aired 2 weeks ago. So a bookkeeper is basically managing the financial data in your business. So they're going to take your transactions, they take the receipts that you have for your expenses, your sales invoices, all that stuff, and they enter it into the system for you if you've not done this already. They ensure that your bank accounts balance. So basically, they're capturing all the financial data that's gone in and out of the business for the month. Now, we're going to focus more on accountants and tax accountants and the types of service that they can provide for your business, because I feel this is a very important service. I always encourage people that they need to know your numbers, and this is why I offer programs and one-on-one coaching, is to help people understand your numbers. But I also understand once you know your numbers, you're not trained accountants, and you may want that expert opinion coming in and helping you and guiding you along the way. But you also need to be sure you understand the information that they're giving you. Some people choose to work with an accountant on a quarterly basis, or maybe an annual basis, or even maybe a part-time basis. It all depends on the size of your company and what you want to accomplish within your business. So for the purpose of today's episode, I'm going to assume that you are a six-figure business, and you want to grow to a seven-figure business, and you want to make that growth happen rapidly. So I would suggest having a virtual CFO work with you. And what that is, it's an accountant. So whether you have a part-time accountant that you work with, or a virtual CFO, or any other type of arrangement, I don't think it's necessary to have an accountant on full-time, especially if you're using a bookkeeper. So you want to be cost-effective in your decision, and there's plenty of virtual CFOs out there. What they do for you is they are on top of your business. So they're looking at the financial records, they look at what the bookkeeper's inputted into the system, and they ensure that everything is accurate, because if you don't have good financial data to work with, if transactions are done incorrectly, that's going to mess up your financial data. So having somebody to review the books on a regular basis is extremely helpful, because then you know that the financial reports that you're using are accurate and effective. An accountant's going to, first of all, help you with setting your budget. Whether you use an accountant to help you set your budget or not, you need a budget. I always say a budget is your financial plan, and a goal without a plan is just a wish, so make sure that you get your financial budgets done. These are your operating budgets for the year. Once you have your budget done, the role of the accountant is to take the progress that you had on a month-to-month basis. So let's use January for an example. At the end, when your books are all calculated and everything's right and you're running your financial reports, usually around mid-February, your accountant is going to compare your actual numbers to what you budgeted and know what the difference is between achieving your goals or not. And they're there to help you understand why you achieved those goals, or if you fell short, why that happened. So this is a great opportunity for feedback, for knowing your numbers, especially if you're busy doing so many other things in your business. You want to have the assurance of having somebody who can take care of the stuff for you and meet with you on a monthly basis. And it would just take maximum an hour, just meet, and you would go over your financial reports and your virtual CFO will tell you, okay, this month you were over, this month you were under, for the quarter you're over, under. You get valuable advice from these accountants, and they can give you tips on how to achieve your goals better, or where you can cut some expenses, or what's costing you far too much, or if there's a cost benefit from whatever services you're using. Like, say maybe you're using Facebook ads and there just really isn't a return on that investment. Your accountant will pick that up and, you know, warn you against that, saying like, look, what you're paying into Facebook ads, it's just not worth it. You got to find more organic traffic or whatever, but they can warn you. And if you're spending more money than what you're making, your accountant's going to be right on top of that and say, whoa, hold up. You need to make more money because you didn't make enough money to cover your expenses this month. And they will keep you on track. They're there to guide you. They're aware of what your business goals are. And their main job is to make sure that they help you attain your goals. As I always say, knowing your business numbers gives you huge benefits because it gives you, it's the pulse of what's going on in your business. Accountants are there to offer you strategic advice as well because they're strategic thinkers. If you've invested in working with a certified professional accountant, a CPA, they've been highly trained and they can give you feedback on pretty much anything, and they know how to turn things around. I mean, they're not just accountants. Like, it's not just accounting that they know. They're highly skilled in business. In Canada, to become a chartered professional accountant, it took me my undergrad in accounting plus about 3 years of post-secondary education. So this means 3 years on top of my 4-year degree in university. So it took me a total of 7 years to become a CPA. And I learned so much during those 7 years. Accounting is not debits and credits and whether an account reconciles or not. It is taking that information and it is making use of it. So I took tons of business courses. I took accounting courses. I took auditing courses. I took data management courses. Like, there was just so many mandatory courses that I had to take. So I have a very solid background in not only business, but accounting. This is why I highly recommend that you work with CPAs, because CPAs are highly trained and they know their stuff. And not only that, but they're regulated by, you know, like, we have values and ethics that we have to follow, and we're regulated by the CPA code of conduct. There's a lot of rules that we have to follow when we're dealing with clients, and, you know, you're very protected. So if you have an issue with the CPA you're working with, you just go to their governing body and you can complain about them. And that's a big deal because it is a very elite status to be a CPA. Okay, now I'm going to touch a bit on a tax accountant, just because your mind might be going a little squirrely wondering what the difference is between a regular accountant and a tax accountant. So a tax accountant, the way I try to explain this to people is, if you have a heart problem, you're not going to your GP to talk about your heart problem. You want to see the heart specialist. It's the same thing with accountants and tax accountants. For me, personally, I feel like I'm an accountant because my joy is in the numbers, but some CPAs absolutely love tax and they specialize in tax. Now, I have worked as a tax specialist, a corporate tax specialist. I worked for that for about 4 or 5 years. I would never consider myself a tax expert at this point because I've been out of it for so long, but I used to complete corporate tax returns and I had an in-depth knowledge of understanding, you know, what the requirements are and understanding of the tax law and stuff. So basically what I want to say is, you know, you've got your tax accountant where you would take your tax returns to, like, they would complete your corporate tax return for you. And if you're not incorporated, then they would do your business tax return. But you want to use somebody who's specialized in the tax rules and laws within your province or state and your country to ensure that they're following the rules correctly. Now, tax accountants are great And first of all, every large corporation uses a tax accountant. Whether you have in-house accountants helping you or not, chances are you're going to use your own separate tax accountant to do your tax return at the end of the year. It only makes good business sense because, like I said, they are the experts in tax. And what a tax accountant also offers you, which maybe a regular accountant might not, if they're not strong in their tax laws, then they're not going to be able to help you with this. Or a tax accountant can give better advice than a regular accountant can. So you take your corporate return at the end of the year, you're going to take it to your tax accountant to have them complete your corporate tax return. And if you're self-employed, they're just going to do your individual tax return or whatever you fall under for your business, whether it's LLC. I know there's different ones in the States, but whatever. You're going to get your tax return completed however you operate your business in whatever capacity. And what your tax accountant can do is offer you as a business owner the best tax saving advice there is for your province or state and your country. In Canada, if you're incorporated, you have tax advantages, and your tax accountant can help you set up these tax advantages. Tax advantages can save you so much money just knowing how to play, you know, within the rules. And I highly recommend every business owner at least once in their life talk to a tax accountant. Well, not at least once in your life. I mean, I always recommend that you go get your tax return completed by them, but make sure that they look at your personal situation as well, that you go through the tax planning process with them so that you can save as much money as possible, not only within your business, but in your personal life as well. So your tax accountant is also responsible for ensuring that your books are in compliance with GAAP so that your corporate tax return can be filed, whether you're Canada Revenue Agency or Internal Revenue Services, depending on your country. And they ensure that there's no red flags to come up so that you're an audit candidate. And that is important. So where would you find a good tax accountant? A good tax accountant is hard to find if you don't know where to look. Before exploring outside resources, use your own personal connections. Ask your colleagues or anybody in your network, other business owners, entrepreneurs, for referrals. Make sure that you do your due diligence when investigating anyone you are seriously considering hiring as your tax accountant. So the type of questions you can ask a tax accountant, and you can save a lot of time and future headaches by asking the right questions. Treat the search the same as you would as if you were looking to hire a new employee. Set a time to speak with a tax accountant over the phone or in person, even Zoom calls. Before going through your questions, tell them a little bit about yourself and your business. This will give them a feel for your company and add depth to your interview. Explain what your business does, the industry that you operate in, the number of employees and clients that you have, and what your budget is for your tax accountant. Then use the rest of the meeting to go through what's important to you and what you want to know about them. So the questions you want to ask your tax accountant are, as a small business owner, you want the best advice on how to manage your company financially. However, if your accountant has only managed multi-million dollar businesses, you need to know this. You want to work with somebody who's familiar with the challenges that your type of business faces on a daily basis. So you want to go where you're going to get the best advice. This doesn't mean that you should rule out tax accountants that have different backgrounds, but you should ask about their plan for you. You should also ask them about their communication styles. So how is it that you want to communicate? Is it through phone, email, Zoom meetings, whatever? And you should cover how they want to be paid. Tax accountants usually request to get paid by engagement, so it'll cost you a flat rate fee to get your tax return completed. To avoid being duped, it's important to understand the proper protocol of an accountant. Be wary of accountants with a lack of credentials, a history of short-term work contracts, or a lack of communication. This could turn into serious problems down the road if you choose to hire them. In addition, keep these points in mind during your search as well. You don't want to work with an accountant who is okay with lying to the IRS or CRA to save you money. If they are comfortable with breaking the law and lying, they can lie to you as well. So at the end of the day, you're the one who will be held legally responsible for the information that they provide, so a good accountant can help you without falsifying information. You don't want to break the law. Ethical considerations are very important when you're vetting an accountant. If they discuss other clients with you, then you know they'll be talking about you to other clients. So this reflects their trustworthiness. So obviously there's a lack of it. And they should have a confidentiality agreement that they can be legally bound to, because this is your personal financial information. You don't want it shared everywhere. Watch out for accountants who push for too much control. If an accountant wants you to make them a signer on your accounts or your contracts, they may not be looking out for your best interest. So basically, a great accountant conducts your relationship like a partnership, but not a partner in your business. So don't give them any control in your business. A good accountant will never promise you a huge refund or say that they can deduct several of your expenses before they've fully examined your finances. They don't have a crystal ball. And if they're telling you they can get you a big refund, that's a red flag right there. Finding someone certified is only half the battle. It's also important to choose an accountant with good communication skills and a personality that you are not only comfortable with, but you're compatible with. Pick an experienced accountant who can break down complex information and explain it to you in a way that you understand. If your accountant is talking down to you or refuses to use words that you understand, that's a red flag right there. You want to make sure that your accountant is looking at you like an equal, like you're their client, so they should respect and appreciate you. So if you're in a situation where you're dealing with an accountant whose like ego is way out of control, I suggest that you look elsewhere. You want to be able to have a good working relationship with this accountant and understand what they're telling you. If your accountant is giving you a bad vibe, trust your gut and move on. You are essentially giving a stranger access to all of your personal financial information, and you have the right to, at the very least, to feel comfortable with them. You want to feel secure in telling them about your mistakes or asking silly questions without feeling judged. And for the record, there are no silly questions. Every question is valid. Obviously, you should find an accountant who knows what they're doing, but it makes a world of difference when you find someone who is personable. So let's talk more about how an in-house accountant can help your business. There are many parts of your business you can handle on your own, but knowing when to seek outside support is a valuable trait. If you are a small business owner who is just starting out, money may be tight, but that shouldn't stop you from looking into accounting services. So here are some benefits of hiring an accountant. Accountants can save you time and prevent costly mistakes. If your valuable time is being eaten up by managing your finances instead of growing your business, then you need to consider hiring an accountant. Having someone to manage your finances saves you from making costly mistakes that could stunt the growth of your business. Think about how much time and effort you spend trying to manage your finances yourself, not to mention the possible errors you could incur and related losses from poor financial decision making. Your accountant can help you choose the right business structure and accounting method for your business, and they help prevent headaches at tax time. So if you're working with a good accountant, they're overseeing the bookkeeping work, they're checking in on your business periodically, they're giving you financial feedback on a regular basis, and they keep everything running so smoothly that when you bring your books to your tax accountant at the end of the year, there's no surprises and everything runs smoothly. The benefit of working with a virtual CFO is that while you're growing your business from the six-figure to the seven-figure level, you're going to have increased tax bills. And there's nothing worse than going to your accountant at the end of the year and getting slapped with a surprise, super high tax bill, and you have no idea where that came from. So when you're working with your virtual CFO, every month they can give you the advice on how to save for your tax bill. They'll know how to estimate, and it gives you an idea of what your tax bill will be before the end of the year. So this is really valuable information because that's going to affect your cash flow. So your accountant keeps you in line as you grow your business. So growing your business is super important, but having somebody beside you that can help you with all the financial stuff makes a world of difference. I know for my VIP clients, they really appreciate being able to be in their zone of genius, and we can have those financial conversations that they understand. So they understand the advice I offer, they can consider different alternatives and make informed financial decisions. Nothing feels better than that. So if you take on a virtual CFO, you may be wondering about the cost that would be involved with that. Usually there's flat rate fees where you pay per month and you have a contract negotiated where listed out is the services that they provide for you in return. A good virtual CFO is not going to overcharge or undercharge you, but your flat rate fee will depend on the volume of transactions you have, whether payroll services are included in that, collection, just basically anything that you can think of, whatever you outsource to them, make sure that it's included in the contract. Okay, so that's pretty much everything that I wanted to cover about the benefits of working with accountants. So just a quick recap is your bookkeeper is providing the financial data for your business. And if you're working with a virtual CFO, then they're providing you guidance and support and expert opinion as you grow your business. Smaller businesses probably don't need to use a virtual CFO, but it's highly recommended if you've got big goals and big dreams and you want to reach them, you know, rather quickly. And your tax accountant is mandatory. And I hope that you choose the tax accountant based on the advice that I've given you. If you feel that there's anything that I've not included in this and you have questions about, by all means, please reach out to me and email me. I'm at info@melissahoustoncpa.com, and I always love to hear from you. If you're an entrepreneur who's struggling with your business finances, your personal finances, or even both, I encourage you to explore this further by booking a complimentary discovery call with me to identify the key areas you can start looking at now in order to transform your relationship with money and achieve your financial goals. You can book this call at melissahoustoncpa.com/work with me. Thanks for listening to the Think Like a CFO podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. Until next time, I'm Melissa Houston, and remember, nobody will ever care about your business as much as you do. So never give your financial power away.